Later this month, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will host the first in a series of regional meetings on PFAS contamination in Exeter, New Hampshire. It follows a summit in Washington, D.C. in May. The EPA is asking interested New England residents to register for a listening session set for June 25th, as the agency looks to gather information to develop steps to regulate perfluorinated compounds. EPA Region 1 Administrator Alexandra Dunn, who oversees all of New England, explained what would be covered in the meeting.
Well, Region 1 is very excited to be hosting the first regional event around PFAS. It was always intended by EPA Administrator Pruitt that there would be regional events to obtain community input. And Region 1 raised its hand because New England has had PFAS detected in all of our states. So we thought that we would make the ideal place for the first regional event.
So this will be in Exeter, New Hampshire, but representatives from all states in New England are invited?
The event is in Exeter, New Hampshire, which is as central a location as we could identify. It also happens to be proximate to the Pease Air Force Base, which has been discussed widely as an example of a community facing PFAS contamination. So we wanted to meet in an affected community or as close to one as we could. But the workshop is for all New England states and is completely open to the public and the media.
Will this be open to states outside of New England, like New York, which has also seen problems with PFAS chemicals?
Right now, the workshop is being shared around New England, but certainly we would not turn anyone away from another state. But the discussion topics, as we're framing them, will involve the impacts of PFAS contamination in the New England states.
Now, have you traveled to sites like Bennington, Vermont, or Merrimack, New Hampshire, which have seen PFOA contamination in groundwater supplies?
I have not been to those sites, but as we're talking today, I'm on my way to Fort Devens in Massachusetts, which is another location that has seen PFAS contamination. I've also been to the Pease International Tradeport area and met with communities from the Pease location. It is my hope to visit many of the sites in New England that have been affected by PFAS, but certainly at the workshop, we'll have the opportunity to meet with those community representatives and individuals in Exeter.
I wonder if we could sort of back up a little bit and talk about the main goal here. I know that there's a lot of communities dealing with PFAS contamination. What is the ultimate use for the data and the comments that are going to be gathered at this meeting?
The ultimate use of the information and comments that we will receive at this meeting will be used to inform the development of the EPA National Action Plan on PFAS. The National Action Plan is one of Administrator Pruitt's goals around this very important issue. And the input we receive both in person at the workshop, but also through the online comment feature that's set up at the US EPA website will be used to inform our writing of a National Action Plan. In addition, those of us from the New England EPA and from our state regulatory partners will be listening very closely to these community comments, and we certainly will be in a position to follow up with specific communities in New England to try to address their concerns.
One thing that some state governments are calling for is a maximum contaminant level. Is that part of this action plan or potentially part of next steps being developed?
Administrator Pruitt has committed to taking four specific actions, and yes, development of a maximum contaminant level, or at least the exploration of developing one, is one of the action items. Another action item is exploring the listing of PFAS compounds as hazardous substances under the Superfund law. The administrator has two additional action items, which involve developing toxicity levels for groundwater and also developing information around something called Gen X and another member of the PFAS chemical family. So there are four specific actions that Administrator Pruitt has outlined, and I call the development of the national plan a fifth action item.